Hello, it's Saturday, September the 3rd. You're listening to the Greens Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Gore Greens. My name is Jeffrey Guy, and I'll be your host this week. Let's get into the markets. We've had our normal volatility this week. Market started up, kind of pulled back as the week went on. So corn ended up flat for the week. Soybeans down about $12 on harvest 202.22. Spring wheat was down $13 and winter wheat was up $2. So it was a little flatter week than we've been having lately. Look at some more specifics. Our dollar weakened this week. The U.S. dollar really increased its value against most other currencies. Our dollar, we were down trading in about two-year lows, down in the 0.76 range versus U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar has strengthened. There's more talk of a 75 basis point interest rate increase by their Federal Reserve coming up later this month. More talk of a recession type talk around the world for economic activity. And that usually results in money flowing to the U.S. and making their dollar stronger and most other currencies a bit lower. Oil, crude oil prices have pulled back this week. They started the week, they were jumping up. I think they got over $95 a barrel back, getting a lot stronger. Close the week, just under $87 a barrel. Further talk about oil. The OPEC Plus group is having a meeting on Monday, our North American holiday Monday. And the rumors are they're talking about reducing production. They've been asked to increase production from the U.S. and other Western nations really ever since Ukraine was invaded. But remember, OPEC Plus, that plus is for Russia, and now they're talking about possibly reducing production to keep prices higher. We do live in a strange world. So let's get into the different crops. Wheat, we're getting into the winter wheat planting time in the southern states. They're still pretty dry. They have had some rains come to the Texas panhandle and that, but they're still, they consider most of that area is still under a severe drought. Talk out of the Ukraine this week that their winter wheat plantings this year might be 30 to 40% lower. And I guess that should not come as a surprise as the war area keeps expanding. It's amazing that the farmers can produce anything over there. So if we're just talking of less acres in the Ukraine, the crop in the the crop in the States getting planted into some dry areas, you would think that fundamentally should look good for prices as a little less production. But remember, the Ukraine's been the wild card all through this. So when we're talking, you know, just said the U.S. plains remain in the drought. Europe has been dry. It's definitely affecting their winter wheat crops and has potential of affecting next year's crop also. So wheat prices, in theory, you know, this week things look positive for them for going forward. Let's just get into the Ukraine again a little bit more. So they've exported now, 1.2 million tons of grain, something like that, since this new export agreement was agreed between them and Russia. These grains keep flowing out of the Ukraine. You know, they were targeting 5 million tons a month. They're sure not hitting those targets, but they are getting exports out. So that's good for them, and I hate to say it, kind of poor for our markets because it's making exports out of North America a little tougher to get into some places with the Ukraine crops, corn, and mostly corn and wheat so far getting out. It's flowing, good for them. So let's talk a little bit about China. It was back in the news this week. They did do a bunch of purchases of U.S. soybeans, which was good for the market, at least have some exports out of the U.S. However, China's had more COVID lockdowns this week. Another city of 20-some million people locked down. More talk about their slower than anticipated economic activity in China. And that goes back to bringing up that terrible R word. There's two terrible R words anymore, Russia and recession. But the bringing up the R word about recession and just overall economic activity. So China is definitely in the news, remains in the news, remains a large importer of U.S. agricultural products. We need them to be there for the markets, but looks like things might be a little slower in China. So we go from China right into soybeans. So we've already talked about how Chinese activity definitely affects soybean prices and also the crude oil price, because more and more soybean oil is being used in biodiesel in the U.S. So soybeans had a, you know, they had a little bit of a negative week. There's a little, with oil prices going down, activity in China, that's a little negative over that market. They are looking for a good crop in the U.S. Harvest is not that far away. Jump right into corn. Corn prices kind of been in a holding pattern right now. Market's kind of looking for direction either way. Ethanol usage in the U.S. was a bit of a downer the last few weeks, or ethanol production and usage. It'd be interesting to see going forward if the USDA does decrease consumption amounts of ethanol in the U.S. And if they do that, that would definitely be less corn used, which would be negative for the corn market. Remember, the projections on the corn market this fall are a little lower productions than the USDA. So in the upcoming USDA report, their September WASDE report, it will be interesting to see if they do decrease yield projections or not. So that's about all I have to say this week. Prices do remain fairly strong. The winter wheat harvest is complete. Spring wheat harvest still going on. We're hearing pretty good numbers, mostly good quality in the spring wheat. Its protein levels are all over, but low fusarium levels. If you still have some spring wheat out there, get it harvested before fusarium levels do increase and quality decreases on you. So once again, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening in. Look forward to talking to everybody again next week. And you can give us a call any day at the elevator. Thanks for now. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.